This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending January 12th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week on Friday at 194.24, which was within 2 cents of the previous Friday, so it was fully steady. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the weekly average of all types of sales, including the spot trade, the formula trade, and those out front trade, and also the export sales, was at 194.04, and it was 93 cents higher. The total reported box beef volume was 7,143 loads, which was 1,412 loads better than last week, and a return to a more normal trade after the holidays. However, it is still 550 loads less than the same period last year. And like we said last week, the last 10-week box beef sales averaged this year was around 6,600 loads per week, which was at least 600 loads per week less than the same period in the previous 3 years. Those 600 loads per week equates to 6,000 loads in 10 weeks at at least 40,000 pounds per load, which is 240 million pounds of beef that was not sold during this year compared to the previous years. What makes this a cautious item is that beef sales are usually not robust after the holidays as shoppers pay their credit card bills. The formula trade was 3,143 loads for the week, which was 37 loads higher than last week, and it represented 44% of the total sales. The outfront sales were much, much better, also at 1,303 loads, which was 572 loads better than the previous week. And the export sales improved quite a bit also, with 970 loads, which were 546 loads better than last week and much more in line with the 800 to 1,000 loads per week that we've seen through most of last year. The primal cut trade portion of the spot trade was mostly steady, but those ribs finally showed some improvement after several weeks of drastic declines. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were mostly steady, but instances $2 higher on select rounds. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were very mixed, with the ribs $4 higher, while the choice loins were $5 lower, and the select loins were $2 higher, which helped to narrow that choice select spread. The cow runs have returned to normal after the holiday period, and the cow cutout was about a dollar higher due to the small increases in the 90% trimmings. The finished cattle trade was mostly $2 lower late in the week at 126, but there were a few early week sales that were pretty much steady. The dress prices also declined as the week progressed and traded at $2.02 to $2.05. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle continued on its normal seasonal decline and dropped 4 pounds to 1,278 pounds, but that compares to 1,255 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight held steady with the previous week at 873 pounds, but that still compares to 847 last year. That extra 26 pounds has more than made up for the cutbacks that we have seen in the FIS slaughter. In fact, according to the NAS data on steer and heifer carcasses harvested during the last 10 weeks, we have produced roughly 70 million pounds more beef than the same period a year ago, even though we cut our kills. The choice select spread continues its seasonal drop and was $10 to $11 this last week, which is about half of where it was 1 month ago. The nearby CME ended the week about $2.30 lower than the previous Friday. Now taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains, and this is the first full week of trade since the mid-December and the holiday season began, and those yearling feeder cattle trade was $1 to $3 higher. The stocker cattle and calves continued their upward spiral and were mostly $3 to $7 higher, but instances $10 or $12 higher in a few isolated cases. Most of the highest prices were posted early in the week, since the declining CME put some pressure on the feeder complex as the week progressed, lessening the increases. There were still increases, but not near as big later in the week. Those 5 to 600-pound steers traded at 159 to 187. The yearling trade on those 700 to 750-pound steers was at 149 to 156. And those 8 to 850 steers at area auctions were at 145 to 152. The Texas Direct Trade reported 19,000 head in sales that were very mixed and uneven. The market trend was fully steady to firm early in the week, then weak to $2 lower by the end of the week in response to the declining CME, which caused wider spreads on all the prices. There were 1,900 head of 750 to 800-pound steers trading at 147 to 150, 150, and another 1,200 head of 8 to 850-pound steers trading at 143 to 148.5. Both of those prices were current FOB. The nearby CME ended the week about $3.30 lower after several weeks of solid increases. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.